This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Amanda from Burlington is. Amanda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Hey. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Amanda has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
A female deer is called a doe, but what do you call a male deer?
A buck?
Yes. What 90s sitcom had characters Corey, Sean, and Topanga?
Ooh, pass.
Which player has won the most NFL MVP awards?
Tom Brady?
No.
Ooh, Peyton Manning.
Yes. Rumor has it Taylor Swift's song Thank You, Amy is about what celebrity?
Oh, pass.
Who is the lead singer of Nickelback?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember his name. He's married to Avril Lavigne, I think. Pass.
Where on the body would you get your septum pierced?
Nose.
Yes. Who played Cindy in the Scary Movie films?
Oh, man, that's so I can't hear and pass.
Chattanooga is a city in what U.S. state?
Tennessee?
Yes. Valencia, blood, and caracara are all types of what fruit?
Oranges.
Yes. What country does the Jungle Book take place in?
Ooh, Africa?
No.
Country. Ooh, pass.
What 90s sitcom had characters Corey, Sean, and Topanga?
Pass. Man. Oh, man.
Amanda, you got 5 correct. Halfway.
Well, you got to drop a deuce. It's been 2 years. So.
Yeah.
Wow, well, welcome back.
At least you didn't drop a deuce. Got half right, 50%, because you got through all the questions.
Right.
Unfortunately, I think Steve is going to get you, though.
He's going to get you.
Steve, are you ready? Why did that sound so creepy? A female deer is called a doe, but what do you call a male deer?
A buck?
Correct. What 90s sitcom had characters Corey, Sean, and Topanga?
No, wait. Boy Meets World.
Yes.
I did.
Which
know
player
it
has the most NFL MVP awards?
Crap. I'm going to have... I mean, it has to be Tom Brady.
It's not.
Oh, crap. Joe Montana?
No.
Most MVP awards. Tom Brady's not the guy. Brett Favre?
No. Rumor has it Taylor Swift's song Thank You, Amy is about what celebrity?
Kim Kardashian.
You know it.
Yeah.
Who is the lead singer of Nickelback?
Chad Kroeger.
Yes. Where on the body would you get your septum pierced? No. No.
Nose.
Correct.
I don't know what you guys were thinking.
Who played Cindy in the Scary Movie films?
Is that Anna Faris?
It is. Chattanooga is the city in what U.S. state?
T- Tennessee.
Yes. Valencia, blood, and Caracara are all types of what fruit?
Orange. Blood orange.
Yes. Yes. What country does the Jungle Book take place in?
Africa.
Oh. No. It doesn't matter, though, because you got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-5. Sorry, Amanda.
That's all right.
Have a good one.
That is all right. Get them next time.
See, I don't need to know what a shrew is to be a dominant force at Beat Migs.
It's very true.
Hello. So, when we take a break before Beat Migs, I have to run downstairs to move my car because I'm in a charged part and I plug in hybrid car. So, after it charges, I want to move it because you can't stay in there for the whole time. So, I'm coming back up the elevator and there's a guy I know works here and listens to the show. And I see him, he just goes, rodent. I was like, you heard that? That's great.
I love that. No other context, just rodent.
Yeah, I knew exactly what you were talking about.
The country that the Jungle Book takes place in.
Is it India?
It is India. And then the most NFL MVP awards. She actually got this right. Peyton Manning. Yeah.
You were right there.
I was just trying to think of a quarterback that was very successful, and I couldn't think of Peyton Manning.
You could not.
So I went with Brett Favre.
You won anyway. Congratulations.
Coach. And someone said Africa's a continent, Steve.
Oh, that's true.
You know, can't get them all right.
To be fair, Amanda guessed that same thing, and then she realized afterwards, she's like, oh, you said country.
Oh, I didn't realize that part.
No.
Are you going to send me a picture of my college again there, Danny?
I mean,
I
saved it in my favorites, so probably.
Coachella is a big deal for many bands, but for some, it will break a band up, all because the fans didn't want to sing along with them. You're going to hear what happened after Van Halen.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, we talked about how Blur just announced they are breaking up while on stage at Coachella.
And many fans said, woohoo! Too soon?
No, please don't. During the band's performance, the frontman, Damon Albarn, was clearly a bit frustrated on the stage because he was trying and failing over and over to get the crowd, who was very unenthusiastic, to sing along with the band.
Now, if it was a Blur fan base, you know the entire room would be like, it would be deafening, probably, of them screaming along and singing along to one of their popular songs. But when you're playing a festival where you're not the big attraction, you can't expect that.
And here is the audio.
Nothing. You'll never see us again, so you might as well effing sing it.
He also said prior to playing the final song of the set, in the spirit of clarity and truth, this is probably our last gig.
See, if I was a band like that, I've been to shows where like you're seeing an opening band or a band that like isn't the big attraction, and they'll even set it up like, hey, we're going to do a sing-along, you guys into it? And you know, I always love when bands do that, and they'll give you whatever that sing-along is. Like, can you do this? And for this one, it'd be like the, I don't know, like a vulture being choked sound. And then get the crowd to do it back and be like, all right, you guys are ready, and then get into the song. And then when you do it, I mean, who am I to tell Damon Albarn, who's a rock star, how to do rock star things? But you can't expect that everyone's going to know that song.
Not at all. And so this kind of got us talking about bands breaking up on stage, which apparently happens from time to time, and how hard it can be to be in a band.
I mean, I told you about how my old band, we broke up on stage, and I finally found the video and I showed it to you. And isn't it great? Like, my lead singer of our band, guitarist, he took his guitar and broke it over the other guitarist's amp and then grabbed like a thermos with some tea in it and just said, this was our last show.
He said, what did he say? Thank you very much. We won't be back.
Yeah, thank you very much. We won't be back. And it walked off, and then the rest of us were just like, all right, the show's over.
It's awkward, and it was wonderful at the same time.
It was awesome. So, like, every musician's got those stories of, like, crazy bandmates, weird shows that they've played, crazy breakups. I mean, in Seattle, I think everyone at some point was in a band. So even if you're not in a band now, you were once probably a musician in a band.
And we've been on this quest to make better songs than the Tortured Poets Department, which is the new album from Taylor Swift.
Never heard of her.
And so this past Monday, we heard from rockaholics that drive for a living and how they have dealt with everything from prostitutes propositioning them to rabbits flooding the roads with the Tortured Drivers Department.
Passing by the truck stop where the escorts gather.
Yeah, we made AI write the song. We just put, we plugged in the information, and then AI turned this into a song, a country song.
Where the escorts gather, they offer their services, but I politely decline. No matter.
No matter.
Just chasing freedom in this never-ending quest. With rabbits running round, dodging them is the ultimate test. On the open road.
Open road.
Memories are made with my sweetheart.
So then yesterday, we heard from Rockaholics that worked in security about dealing with escorts who slapped them, shoplifters getting body checked, and we visited the tortured security department.
And we did a metal song, and I have to say, this metal song rules.
It does.
I love that it's called Guardians of Chaos.
That sounds like a real metal song.
And the website's Suno.com, and it's this website that's free. You just type in whatever you want. So we just typed in all the suggestions and all the comments that our callers and texters made. And then the website just puts together a song. Like, within less than a minute, it makes the song.
So today.
Way better than anything on Tortured Poets Department, right?
Absolutely.
Sarah?
No!
So today, we want to, in the spirit of Blur breaking up on stage at... at Coachella, we want to visit the tortured musicians department. Whether you're a current musician or a former musician, call us now to tell us your horror stories about being a musician. When did you have a crazy bandmate? What was the oddest show you've ever played?
Will we go 3 for 3 and have another story about an escort?
Oh my God, please. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls at 720.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today, we are visiting the Tortured Musicians Department, Rockaholics. We're asking you to call us up now and tell us your horror stories about being a musician. When did you have a crazy bandmate? What was the oddest show you've ever played? Anything along those lines. 206-803-ROCK. Brandon in Bothell. Are you, just out of curiosity, a current musician, former musician?
A former musician, currently trying to get back into it. But
what instrument do you play?
I play guitar and bass.
Nice.
So what was your crazy horror story moment from being in a band?
So we had this little four-date tour scheduled. and down through Utah and into Arizona. And our guitar player on the first night ate almost all of our food and drank almost all of our beer. This whole mini tour was just a complete mess. And then our big date that we had in Phoenix, we had like five bands scheduled to play. Like we were one of five bands scheduled to play. And it was the same night as the Phoenix Suns were playing the Lakers in the NBA Finals.
Oh no.
And yeah, we had like a couple friends of the bands there, and that was it. We ended up owing the venue money, and like we had to dip out on them. And
how much money do you remember?
It was like $250.
So was it one of those things you had to pay for the spot to be able to play there, and then you were just hoping you make the money back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no!
Out of curiosity, yeah. What was the name of your band?
Severance.
Severance. I like how we both decided that's
Severance.
Like a crazy metal band.
Was it a crazy metal band?
It wasn't crazy, but it was a metal band.
Yeah.
Dude, giving me that vibe.
There's nothing worse than playing in front of just a handful of people.
It was awkward. Yeah.
So do you just get no adrenaline at all in that? I mean, what do you do? How do you find inspiration?
You just want to cry. Yeah, I remember playing one time. I think it was called like the Mothership. I can't remember. It was a venue in Fife, and it was weird because I had like two levels, and I think two people came to see us play. The other bands didn't even watch us; like they were in the back just hanging out. Like, which I get, like that happens. But two people showed up, and they both sat in the balcony. So when you looked out, there's nobody, and this place had lights going and fog machines, and you're just like, just shoot the fog in my eyes. I just want to forget that this show even happened. It was the worst.
Were the people on the balcony throwing peanuts at you?
I wish they would have, because at least that meant they felt something.
That is very much tortured musician's department material, right?
Oh,
now.
My gosh. And we ask and we shall receive, because somebody did text in about, actually, we have two stories about escorts.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I'm not. No, I am. I'm not kidding, though. One person said, we once played, where is it? Blah, blah, blah. My band played in the basement of a massage parlor that was known for giving endings of the happy variety.
Oh.
The basement was even more sketchy because it was set up as a bar where they sold alcohol and drugs to people who were obviously underage. The place was raided and shut down a few weeks after we played there. That sounds like a terrible time. Oh, or the best night ever.
Yeah, it could be either.
Another person says, yep, I walked in on a bandmate having sex in our practice space. And yes, it was with an escort.
Oh, jeez.
I've had that happen before. Now we're in an escort.
Oh, I was like, dang.
I remember I was going to try to get a snare drum from, it wasn't my bandmate, but we shared a practice space with another band. And I started opening up the door and I heard someone like yelling something. And as I just finally got it open, I see just this blur of two naked bodies. And he's like, Steve, can you give us a minute? And I'm like, I'm just saying, it's Joe? Are you? He's like, yeah. It turns out he had like this hook up this girl on the side. He was like in a relationship, and he had a girl on the side, and he was just having some fun with her at the practice space. Yeah. And he's like, I didn't want to wait out there. I'm like, can you just grab my snare drum? I need my snare drum. And it was so great because you just see this hand pulling out this snare drum and just putting it through the door and be like, okay, man, sorry. And I'm like, that's cool. I'll just keep going.
With the texter, I'm kind of pleasantly surprised. I don't know if pleasantly is the word, but surprised. Musicians don't typically need to hire, you know, don't they usually have like groupies and stuff?
Well, good musicians do. I mean, not every band was pulling in groupies. I can attest to that.
Yeah. Oh. There wasn't a slew of Peter Parker groupies?
We couldn't even pull two people into a club in Fife. It's the worst experience of my life. We even had one of those happen where we went to California to go play a show. We were playing with this band called Whole Lotta Rosies. It was an all-girl AC/DC cover band, kind of like Hell's Bells. And they pulled in great crowds. And my friend Carla, she was the bassist in the band. She's like, you guys could play with us. It'd be awesome. We get there. This place is freaking packed. I'm like, this is going to be the best show of our tour. Like, it was a little West Coast tour. And I'm thinking, we're going to have the best time. Well, they didn't tell us and it wasn't her fault. They had another band in between us. So we were supposed to go. I thought we were going on right after them. So I'm like, get our stuff up on stage as quickly as possible. Hopefully we could keep some of those people. Well, there was some weird, like, avant-garde jazz slash Primus wannabe slash Slipknot. Like, they were metal, they were jazz, they were loud, they were obnoxious. They scared the entire room out.
No.
The entire room left because this band was so loud and obnoxious and they wouldn't stop playing. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, again, almost started to cry. I'm like, I can't believe this. We had a crowd waiting. Like, we would have kept some of those people. Maybe not all of them. But this band scared everybody off. And we played in front of nobody. And Carla and her bandmates are like, we are so sorry. We don't know what to tell you.
I think you're the captain of the tortured musicians department, Steve.
How about this person texted and said, my old bassist cleaned out our practice space, sold all of our gear. He tried to say that we got our space broken into, even though the lock wasn't tampered. And the space that we rented had a security cam. And it showed him and his druggy girlfriend loading up her truck. F you, James.
So they were just pawning it for drug money.
Probably.
Crazy.
I mean, yeah, druggy girlfriend. I got to imagine that had something to do with it.
Oy.
Right? Another person, we once played a show at a coffee shop. We were a loud stoner rock band. The manager, the person that booked us, pulled the plug on our set, literally, saying we are too loud and scaring off the customers.
Oh, no. 206-803-ROCK. This is the tortured musicians department. So if you have a horror story about being a musician, we want to hear it.
Danny, you got one?
I can tell the time that we got kicked out of a venue because we made our own merch and we decided that it was going to be a good idea to throw it out to the people. So we didn't have merch because we were just a high school band. And we were like, oh, so before the show, we decided, hey, let's just go through our closets. And any old like t-shirts, or we found clown shoes. We found a bunch of stuff and we just got spray paint and we spray painted the name, well, not the name, but we did FFN because the name of the band was Falling From Nothing and we would go by FFN. So we just spray painted it all over and like we had like this old Atticus shirt and like we crossed out Atticus and put FFN. So we go and of course me, I was like kind of the personality of the band and I'm like, who wants free stuff? And everyone's cheering. You know, it's a bunch of our friends that are there.
You guys love Value Village?
Yeah. And we're like,
Salvation Army.
I was like, look, Atticus sponsors us now. Just kidding. Here's a free Falling From Nothing shirt. And the manager of the venue did not like that we were throwing out free. And then I think it was just the fact that we like didn't even have real merch. Like it was like, you could tell we threw out the clown shoes, somebody, and they pulled the plug on us and they kicked us out into the alley and we had to stop playing like in the middle of our set. And it was like, I wasn't allowed to talk in the microphone after that for my other bandmates.
I don't like Danny. It's done.
Yeah.
You're too much.
Legit. They would not give me a microphone.
Migs, now that we have these amazing stories from musicians, we're going to put them into that AI song-making website and have it make a song based on them. So what style of song are you feeling this morning?
What do you guys think? I mean, today is National New Kids on the Block Day. Do we go with pop?
Yes.
Like boy band pop?
If I don't know. Sometimes like it has like a weird thing with like their... with like their words, like sometimes like you can't do like a Taylor Swift inspired song because it's like a type of artist, so they don't. But pop or boy band esque, I think that'd be a good go. Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
And what? So we're doing playing a show in front of like three people, massage parlor that gave happy end experiences. Bassist stole the instruments, kicked out of a coffee shop.
Escort loving.
Yeah. Escort. Yep. Practice space loving.
You heard the stories, Rockaholics. Now let's see what kind of song we get with the tortured musicians department after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show.
We just took some great calls and texts from Rockaholics sharing their crazy stories working as musicians.
Yes.
So we put all of these stories into a website called Suno.com, and it'll turn anything into a song.
So anything.
Can artificial intelligence make a tortured musicians department song, Steve Miggs?
Well, it looks like it did.
It did.
I have no idea how it sounds because we didn't have a lot of time to even check it out to see what it even sounds like. So we're flying on the seat of our pants on this one. But yeah, we said, hey, write a song about musicians. Musicians that have played in front of just like three people, played a show at a massage parlor that did some stuff as well, a bassist that stole some instruments. Those stories that we heard that were texted in and called in. At 206-803-ROCK, and we wanted to do a pop song because today is New Kids on the Block Day.
Just bringing it all together.
Tying it all in. And I only was able to hear the first couple of seconds, and it gave instant, like, Olivia Rodrigo vibes to me. So I don't know what we're about to experience, but the song is called Hidden Melodies. Are you ready to hear it?
I sure am.
Oh, boy. See how it goes.
Made in front of just a few. Three people nodding, that's the crew. A massage parlor gave us a chance. Played a show there. It was quite the dance. Bassist played some sneaky games. Stole our instruments. What a shame. Kicked out of a coffee shop. Too loudly said. But we kept on rocking. Just shook our heads. Hidden melody. We keep chasing the dream. Through the ups and downs, we'll make it.
Sarah is vibing to this.
Living for the music. No matter what it takes. Finding love in the practice space. Let the world shake.
Does this sound like it could honestly be a real pop song?
It reminds me of Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah.
Very
like
moody.
The breathy voice.
Yeah.
So dramatic.
Like bassist played some sneaky games. Stole our instruments. What a shame.
Shout out to Suno.com.
Oh, it does. Sometimes it gives you two options. So I just went with the first one. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Actually, not that bad. I mean, I'm not listening to that song. But for the lyrics, not bad.
Once again, I would put this ahead of anything I've heard so far off the new Taylor Swift album.
So far, I did 3 for 3.
I think every day, Taryn, around this time, you're just going to make me mad this week, aren't you?
I like when I say it, I just make eye contact with you.
You too.
A texter did text in at 206-803-ROCK and said, don't ask how I know this, but a lot of cheating happens in practice rooms. I always wonder when I go to a buddy's practice space and there's a couch. I'm like, you know what? I'll just stand. I'm good.
Oh,
I have no idea what happened on this couch, but I can't imagine just sitting is happening on this couch.
Hopefully there's no black light.
Right.
Ugh. Honestly, yeah. Back in my single days, if you were like a musician in the practice space, that'd probably be like a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. On the couch, in the booth.
Come on in here.
Yes.
You want to see my drum set?
You want to see my stick?
I have another story about a stupid musician story.
From your own personal archives.
So there was once a time where we ended a show. I did not choose to end the show, but I always love these moments. And I'm all for it. Like, the dumber, the better. But this club yelled at us because our singer had a glass bottle of Yoo-Hoo on stage. And they're like, you can't have any bottles of anything on stage, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, it has a cap on it. Like, you guys can't play until you take that bottle off the stage. And my singer goes, well, we're not playing then.
Wow.
And we ended up not playing the show because he wasn't allowed to have a bottle of Yoo-Hoo on stage, which I thought was the dumb. It was like in Bremerton, I think the show happened. And the people in the crowd thought that was just hilarious. But like, they also thought eventually you guys are going to go on there. This is around the time where there are like message boards, and somehow this showed up on like a message board about how this band didn't do their show because they weren't allowed to drink Yoo-Hoo on stage. And Yoo-Hoo caught wind of it and sent us a care package of like Yoo-Hoo t-shirts,
no way.
Yoo-Hoo hats. And then all of a sudden, like for a half a minute, we were bragging that we were sponsored by Yoo-Hoo, which is not very cool, but it was just so dumb. Like, we would show up and we'd have all this swag of Yoo-Hoo stuff, stickers.
That's pretty rad.
But how like not punk rock, but punk rock to be like, we ain't playing the show if we can't drink our Yoo-Hoos.
Like, fine.
I didn't even know what Yoo-Hoo was until I just Googled it.
Excuse me?
I thought maybe you were like, it was like a Four Loko or like some type of beer.
No, it's like chocolate milk.
Yeah, your buddy was drinking chocolate milk before he performed?
This band sounds very edgy.
We were very rebellious.
What in the world?
How do you not know what Yoo-Hoo is?
I've never even seen this.
Have you not lived?
I guess not. Usually I just do the Nesquik or whatever if I'm going to have chocolate milk.
Yoo-Hoo's like an institution.
Is it milk or is it just a chocolate water?
Yes, it's chocolate water.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what Yoo-Hoo is. It says a chocolate-flavored beverage.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really chocolate milk or it's like chocolate milk adjacent.
Okay, so you don't even know either.
It's delicious. I know that.
I mean, I love chocolate, so maybe I'll give me some Woo-Hoo.
Honestly,
or Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah, Woo-Hoo.
Yoo-Hoo.
Honestly, there's no milk in it. It's made from water, high fructose corn syrup, and whey.
The death glare that Sarah just gave me when you said it was made with water.
Well,
did I not just ask that?
She's kind of right, actually.
Yeah.
Chocolate water.
Well, we need to get you some Yoo-Hoo so you can try it.
Some you. Okay, wait,
do you like chocolate milk?
I think I'd like this better, actually, because we know how I feel about milk. So
true story. You're a Yoo-hoo girl underneath it all.
Maybe I am.
You know, if we keep talking about it, they might send us some t-shirts and stickers.
Yeah. Rockaholics, we know that at some point you have had a ridiculous run-in with the law. You've had trouble for something so beyond stupid, something that you will never forget. Call us up now as we would love to hear that story. Plus, your story will give you a chance at winning tickets to see In This Moment at the Moore Theater. Give us a call at 206-803-ROCK and we will take your calls at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.